That was Ilham Al-Madfa'i, an Iraqi singer, singing a song called Bain Al-Asr Wal-Maghrib, Between Afternoon and Sunset, that was taken from his album Dish Dasha. And before that, we heard my exclusive interview with Jordanian painter-artist Sadouf Salem. That interview was conducted in Amman, Jordan, over the course of this summer, and I wanted to say a very special shukran, merci, and thank you to Sadouf, who kindly agreed to give us this exclusive interview in which she shared her thoughts on being an artist in Jordan, in the Middle East, and as a female artist with a vision of her own. I think the interview sort of gave us a little bit of an insight into the cultural and artistic scene in Amman, Jordan, and hopefully I'll be bringing more interviews with Jordanian singers, artists, writers, poets, etc. in the weeks to come here on the High Kifak Sava Show. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. It is coming up to 5 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM. I'm your DJ Ramsey. The show is High Kifak Sava, and I come to you this Thursday and every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm glad you are able to join me. We've got about 1 hour left of my show and plenty of goodies to come, but I wanted to also remind everybody out there to stay tuned after my show from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. for the Songsmith Show with your DJ MC Dizzy Jackson. The Songsmith Show presents creators and interpreters of finely crafted music. Tune in for an eclectic mix of most American genres and genre blends, as well as the occasional oral oddity. The Songsmith Show with MC Dizzy Jackson follows my show this Thursday and every Thursday from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Hopefully you've been enjoying the mix of songs that I've been bringing to you this afternoon here on KZSU 90.1 FM, and I've got plenty more goodies in store for you. I also wanted to kind of talk a little bit about a very important day today, because as many people here on the Stanford campus may have noticed, there's a lot of people walking around today with the red ribbon attached. Of course, the red ribbon representing World AIDS Day is today, and every December 1st has been World AIDS Day. World AIDS Day is held on the 1st of December each year and is an opportunity for people worldwide to unite in the fight against HIV, show their support for people living with HIV, and to commemorate people who have died. World AIDS Day was the first ever global health day, and the first one was held in 1988. More than 90,000 people are currently living with HIV in the United Kingdom, for example, and globally, an estimated 33.3 million people have HIV. More than 25 million people between 1981 and 2007 have died from the virus, making it one of the most destructive pandemics in history. Today, many scientific advances have been made in HIV treatment. There are laws to protect people living with HIV, and we understand so much more about the condition. But despite this, people do not know the facts about how to protect themselves and others from HIV, and stigma and discrimination remain a reality for many people living with HIV. World AIDS Day is important as it reminds the public and government that HIV has not gone away. There is still a vital need to raise money, increase awareness, fight prejudice, and improve education. So if you were at White Plaza today, for example, around noon, you might have seen the booth there with these wonderful young students, young men and women there, giving away the ribbons for World AIDS Day. And another booth that I saw there today and was very happy to sort of see was the t-shirt giveaway by many of Stanford's Muslim students, they were giving away T-shirts that talked about the hijab, the head cover that many or some Muslim women wear. That the T-shirt itself is quite colorful, and the message on it was, it's not what's on your head, it's what's in your head. A reminder not to judge people by the clothes they wear or whatever they covering they may or may not have on their head, but sort of to look inwards. Those T-shirts, if you've seen them, are sort of pink and bright and have a very colorful cartoon on them, a cartoon character on them. And certainly if you've seen those, now you know what those are about. So a very important day today at Stanford, and hopefully you'll be a little bit more, well, I think all of us should be a little bit more enlightened about what's going on in the world, and hopefully I've done my part on the show today here on the High Kifak Sava show. I'm glad you were able to join me today, and I will be bringing more music for you from Lebanon and the region. And I wanted to thank everybody for tuning in today to the show, and to remind you that I'm with you this Thursday and every Thursday from 4 until 6 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM.
Fair housing is everyone's right. If you believe that you've been denied an apartment because of your race, national origin, or because you have children, or because you have a disability, please call Fair Housing Center of Project Sentinel, a nonprofit agency that investigates housing discrimination, at 888-FAIR-HOUSING. That's 888-FAIR-HOUSING.
صاحبي عمرك صار مراكب لسه مش لاقي المراسي صاحبي عمرك صار مراكب galt der Okzident als modern, rational und ausgeglichen.
That was Natasha Atlas and a special remix of the song Talit. It was the Radio Hiro remix coming from the album, or her album Munqaliba Rising, the remixes. Natasha Atlas, who was previously with the group Trans Global Underground, has had a very successful career as a solo artist, and her album Munqaliba was sort of got a lot of airplay, I remember, here on KZSU 90.1 FM. And the remix you heard was actually from a CD that is full of her remixes from the Munqaliba album, and that was called Munqaliba Rising, the remixes. Before that, we heard sort of a psychedelic song in Arabic. That was an Arab psychedelic song that's titled Nassam Alayna Al-Hawa. That song, actually, the original was recorded, many decades ago by the Lebanese, ultra-Lebanese diva, Fairuz. Fairuz, who's been singing and recording for many decades, had originally released and recorded this song called Nassam Alayna Al-Hawa. The song has since then been remixed 1,000 times, but I believe this was the first time I'd ever heard a psychedelic remix of that song, Nassam Alayna Al-Hawa. We began the set with a song by Aya Mitwalli, and that was sort of that chant that everybody heard here, sort of a hypnotic sound. Aya Mitwalli sang a song called Umrak Marakib, Your Age is Nothing But Sailing Ships. That song began the set here on the High Kifak Sava show, coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. I'll be with you until 6 p.m. this Thursday and every Thursday. I hope you've been enjoying the songs that I've been bringing to you from Lebanon and the region. The greeting, Hai Kifak Sava, as you may know or have deduced by now, is the way most Lebanese people greet each other, and they do so by using three different languages. The first is Hai in English, Kifak in Arabic for how are you, and Sava, in terms of being a question, means is it going well or how's it going? Well, combine all three and you get the title to my show here on KZSU 90.1 FM. I'm glad you were able to join me today, and let's move on with the show. And perhaps one of the more, more widely played artists here on KZSU in terms of world music has been of late the Lebanese group Mashrou' Layla, the Layla Project. They've just released an EP to follow up on their amazing first album, which was self-titled. Mashrou' Layla, a group of students from the American University in Beirut, the AUB, got together and sort of decided to create music, and have made quite an impact on the alternative music scene in Lebanon and the region. They've been touring, actually, quite extensively. I had the pleasure of meeting them and interviewing them, an interview that I aired on one of my previous shows. And here they are with one of their newer tunes. It's called Im Il Jaket. And to translate that Arabic title for you, that means the lady with the jacket. And, what's up with the lady with the jacket, according to the song? She's actually defying stereotypes in the Middle East by wearing a jacket, staying out late at night, and not caring what anybody thinks. Well, all I have to say is good for her for being her. Im Il Jaket is one of the tracks on Mashrou' Layla's new EP called Il Hal Romansi, and that EP is actually sort of stereo defying in many different ways. So I hope that you'll enjoy the song. Here they are, Mashrou' Layla, and the song is Im Il Jaket.
الجاكيت والبنطلون شفتك واقفه فوق البلكون خمنتك شبيه مادموزيل توخزيني بردون שפתק לב שבריאו קסקטול הובב סופת יבל בית ממהר בודרה ממהר טואלט ועשה שערק אל קרסון חמנתק שביה מדמוזל את וחזיני פרדון פרדון תקשב ימד מוזלת וחזיני פרדון פרדון
Hello, it's Tanya Cassis. A big hello to all Stanford University students and KZSU listeners, 90.1 FM. A warm kiss from Lebanon.
שבלק שנשמי בידי تلاقي البنت تنسى اسمك كيف قاسم والوضع هذا مش طبيعي لو انك مسلم او مسيحي رح يجي يوم تخفي من وجهك وتقول لك باي باي عزيزي باي باي عزيزي باي باي عزيزي باي باي عزيزي
Well, ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the little glitch here, but we just heard the song Bye Bye Azizi by the Jordanian group Jadal. Before that, we heard Tania Qassis, known as La Soprano du Liban, and a song called Shou Ma Sar that was taken from her album Oriental Colors. And if you listened carefully, we actually had a little salute from Tania Qassis herself to KZSU. You listeners here on the Hi Kifak Sava show coming to you from Stanford. And we began the set with the song Im El Jaket by the group Mashrou' Layla, the Layla Project, from their EP called El Hal Romansi, The Solution is Romance. Hope you've been enjoying the songs that I've been playing for you and the interviews today on the Hi Kifak Sava show. I come to you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. And I'm also here to remind everybody to stay tuned for the show that follows mine this Thursday and every Thursday, and that would be the Songsmith Show with MC Dizzy Jackson. That show comes in at 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. this Thursday and every Thursday. And the Songsmith Show presents creators and interpreters of finely crafted music. Tune in for an eclectic mix of most American genres and genre blends, as well as the occasional oral oddity MC Dizzy Jackson. And the Songsmith Show follows my show in about 25 minutes here on KZSU 90.1 FM. I'm going to actually be presenting a little bit of a treat in terms of musical treat in a few minutes. But first, Pacific Free Clinic is a Stanford-affiliated student-run clinic that provides free health assessments, low-cost medication, education, and referrals for low-income, uninsured adults in the San Jose area. The clinic is open to all, regardless of immigration status, with services provided in English, Spanish, Vietnamese, Cantonese, and Mandarin Chinese. PFC is located at Overfelt High School in San Jose. For more information, visit pacific.stanford.edu or call 1-888-321-9972. It is 5:35 p.m. here at KZSU 90.1 FM. I'm your DJ Ramsey. The show is Hi Kifak Sabah, and I'm about to sort of premiere a song here on my show that, at least I've never played before, and it's by Iman Homsi. Not sure if anybody out there has heard of Iman Homsi, but in her debut CD as an ensemble leader, Lebanese-born Iman Homsi plays the kanun and sort of has this amazing album in which she collaborated with many known artists from Lebanon. I've chosen to premiere on my show at least the song Cycle de Danse, Dance Cycle, which is sort of a Bulgarian folk example dance in Hijaz mode, using the two-finger technique. And part of the reason I am premiering this this track is because Tanya Saleh herself is on vocals. And Tanya Saleh, as many of you who've listened to my show before know, has released amazing album called Wehde, which I've sort of spotlighted on one of my earlier shows, and also included an interview with Tanya Saleh herself here on the Hi Kifak Sabah show. So let's segue to this song called, or this track called Cycle de Danse, Dance Cycle, here on the Hi Kifak Sabah show, coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM.
Thank you. Нарежешь, прожаришь, начинишь и запаришь, поместишь, покрутишь, тут подсыпешь. Яла, на это таза, шарфик ты сва альмаза, шайра ау самра хали реши, валла. Хамты узиди умат хатты, хайра ашиши тэлли, зихану бэдду хиштэши. Халина нинса анну, нухлас минну, нинса амму, берки бьефтах разу, берки بيضحك دموع لا إدارة
منو إلي ومني إلو ساكن بالعالي لو فيه اطلع نزلو
كيف هو الحلو منو إلي ومني إلو
هش يا قلبي هش هيدا رسالك عم بخش وما تقوي دقاتك تفضح لي الحكاية خليها خباية لا بتهش ولا بتهش
was a track called Kifu Hal Hilu and was sung by Khaled Muzannar. That track actually is from the soundtrack to a Lebanese movie that's been kind of getting a lot of attention lately. The movie is called Ohalla Lawain. Et maintenant on va où is the French translation. In English it is Where Do We Go Now? That film is directed by Lebanese female director Nadine Lebaki and is getting a lot of sort of awards all over the world while it's playing in theaters. It's actually going to be Lebanon's entry into the Academy Awards for this year as Best Foreign Film. Let's see how that goes. Either way, I've heard very good reviews about this film, and the song you heard called Kifu Hal Hilu is on the soundtrack to the movie, the soundtrack that's sort of widely available on the internet now. Before that, we had heard a song called Haifa. And that song is by Nizar Radwan, and taken from the album Haifa. Before that, we heard Hashishat Albi by Khaled Muzannar, and we began the set with Iman Homsi and that sort of very interesting tune where you heard the sound of the kanun. The kanun is this very sort of Middle Eastern instrument that's hard to describe. Anyway, the track was called Dance Cycles. That track was by Iman Homsi. Hope you enjoyed the selection of songs and music that I've brought for you today here on the Hi Kifak Sava show. I come to you this Thursday and every Thursday, and I try to bring you sort of a mix or a trilingual mix often from Lebanon and the region in Arabic, French, and in English. I'd like to thank you for tuning in, to remind you to stay tuned for MC Dizzy Jackson and his show. show, the Songsmith Show, coming up in about 5 minutes. So I'll say goodbye to everybody out there in three languages as well, and that would be Ma Salama in Arabic, Au revoir in French, and well, see you next time in English. Thank you for tuning in to the Hi Kifak Sava show. I will end the show today with a beautiful track by Umayma Khalil. The song is called Asfur, and Asfur in Arabic means bird. So let's enjoy this very, very beautiful tune by Umayma Khalil as a way to wrap up the show for today. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope to be with you next week for my regular show, 4 to 6 p.m. Remember to stay tuned for the Songsmith Show in about 4 minutes from now.
وشاف أمواج الحر.